Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Parakei Mishnah Gil Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Hashem Baruch Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Defined Receive a Kagon Bikar of Mamish. And we can use causing ovens Ataris Kira Tahira. That Ataris, which is like the crown, is basically an additional part added to the top of the Kira to help it retain its heat. So that's Tara, meaning it's not part of the oven, so it can't be Mekabel Tumah even if the oven's Tame. However, what about Tiras Satanar, which is translated by the Rav as the courtyard of the oven? It's basically a little compartment next to the oven where they would put the bread in after the bread was taken out. So Bizmanchi Gavayar Batvachim, if the walls of this Tiras Satanar are 4 tvachim high, so metame b'magu ba'avir. It's like its own separate kli. It's just like the oven, which has to be 4 tvachim minimum height. This is the same thing, and it's metame b'magu, and if tumah goes into the airspace. Now, chus mikan, if it's less than 4 tvachim taira, it's tar. It's not makabel tumah because it's not considered a kli. Now, im chubra la, however, if it's connected to the oven, afilo shalish avonim, even if it's not fully connected, the part of it's resting on 3 stones so that it doesn't break off, which means it's not this 100% strong connection. Nonetheless, it's still considered part of the oven. In tmeya, it's going to be considered tame along with the oven because it's considered part of it. Another discussion, base hapach, base atavlin, base haner, a little compartment on the oven, which is meant for a pach, which is like a small flask of oil. They would warm up their oil before using it for anointing and rubbing in and using as massage oils. So this little section for the oil, or a section for spices, or a place to put a candle, shibakira that's attached to the kira, mitam b'maga, it's mitam b'maga, meaning the oven gets touched by a sheretz, this becomes tame, bava'in mitam ba'avir, they don't become tame in the avir, because not considered 100% part of the kira, divra mer, that's Rameir's opinion, whereas Rabbi Shmuel Matar, Rabbi Shmuel says it's completely tar, it's not even kabel toma, because it's not really part of the oven. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, this goes back to the din that we had in Mishnah Aleph, that we had said the oven is not able to be mekabel tumah in the first place until it was fired up and heated up for the first time, meaning when they made the oven and it's solid and ready to be used, it still can't be mekabel tumah until it actually got heated to a certain point. So here we have a number of discussions regarding this. Tanur Shusak Me'achayrav, if the oven was heated up on the outside, meaning wood or heat source wasn't placed inside the oven, it was on the outside, or it was heated up without the owner's knowledge, or is heated up in the craft Smith's house, which it usually is not. Nonetheless, Tomei, it's looking Mekabel Tumah because now it's officially a Kli. Now, as a story, Shenafla Deleka B'Tanuri Kfar Signa, that a fire broke out in the area where they made ovens in this place called Kfar Signa, and Ubam Asal Yavna, the story came to Yavna, but Tim and Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel said that all these ovens are now able to be Mekabel Tumah because they got heated up, and even though it was an abnormal way, a fire broke out in the warehouse or factory or wherever it was, it doesn't make a difference. They still are now able to be Mekabel Tumah. Working stopper for the day, and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss ovens, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.